USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is still weighing options for a possible U.S. troop deployment to the Baltics and Eastern Europe. The move would be a response to Russia putting troops and military equipment on its border with Ukraine. The president taking part in a video call with European leaders on Monday. The United States has already ordered the departure of family members and non-essential staffers from the American embassy in Ukraine. Wall Street is on track for its worst monthly decline since 2020. All three major stock indexes down more than 2% at times Monday, with the NASDAQ falling deeper into correction territory and the Dow falling by more than 900 points. The NFL Conference Championship game set with the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
As tax season officially begins on Monday, the IRS is telling folks that patience will be key this tax season.
An IRS work shortage, an enormous workload from pandemic-related programs, and stalled legislation will cause taxpayers pain this tax season. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
As the Treasury Department and the IRS have said, the IRS right now has an unacceptable backlog, and that customer service that people are receiving is not what the American public deserves, and the president is very mindful of that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Texas Ethics Committee says Texas House Democrats spent more than $1 million to flee the state last summer. Nearly 60 Democrats headed for Washington, D.C. in order to break quorum and prevent a vote on an election integrity bill. When enough Democrats returned to Austin, the legislature passed the election integrity bill after all. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Humanitarian aid is reaching Tonga.
Australia, New Zealand, and Japan have delivered aid amid a shortage of drinking water in Tonga in the wake of a 4-foot tsunami after an underwater volcano exploded last week. The Australian aid also included medicine, cleanup equipment, and telecommunications infrastructure. On Saturday, planes carrying aid from New Zealand and Japan also touched down alongside the Australian flights. Fiji military personnel, consisting of engineers, medics, and other specialists, are teaming up with Australia to help with the rehabilitation and further assessment in Tonga. Around 12,000 households have been affected by the volcanic eruption and the subsequent tsunami that hit Tonga last weekend. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs also confirmed that the economically vital agriculture sector suffered substantially, mostly due to the ashfall on the crops. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
7 Virginia school districts are suing to block Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order on mask mandates. It allows parents to choose whether they send their kids to class wearing masks. Officials in Richmond, Alexandria City, Arlington County, Fairfax County, Falls Church, Hampton City, and Prince William County District announcing the lawsuit on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.